What up? It's Black Milk repping Detroit City. Shout out my man Beezy. Shout out Dead and Hip Hop. Y'all know what it is, man. Detroit in the building, man. All right, peace.
You said Detroit in the building. Detroit in the building. Y'all know this cat right here needs no introduction, man. Y'all know how, like, been a fan of this dude since 05. Really, I've been a fan of him since 03, but I didn't even know he was a part of BR Gunner. But that's another conversation for another day. But y'all, Black Milk, man, give it up for Black
Milk. What up? Peace, Dan and Hip Hop, man. That's what it is, man. Like, I'm in y'all town tonight, baby. So, I'm here. I'm glad to be here, too, man.
Okay, you know I'm going to ask you. Already.
I'm gonna ask you.
I
don't know what you're gonna ask me.
Man, like,
you know I'm gonna ask you. I know what
right
you're
now, like, I got questions like in my mind. That's like a million questions. That's like a Rolodex right now. But yeah. New album, man. If there's hell below.
Yeah.
I saw you post up the album cover and you didn't post a track list. So like, not yet.
Cause we still like it's still a few things we're working out with it. But okay. It's basically done though, man. The album done. Like I got a few features, I guess I can mention. Like I got Blue on there from, you know, Blue from the West Coast on there. I got a joint with P-Rock on there. Who else I got on there? I got a Bun B joint. That might be the next joint that I leak out. Yeah. Who else? Damn, there's somebody else on there I can't even think of, man. But this album definitely got like more rap features than No Poison, you know, since his last album. So that one just had what, Quelle and Black Dawn. So, but yeah.
They tell you, man. Like I rep Detroit so hard.
Nah, man. I be sitting, man. You know what? Nah, you be rapping that joint maybe a little too
hard. Nothing goes by when it comes to me. You guys from the Detroit, he holding it down, man.
I be watching that joint, and I be like, damn, he be really trying to figure out a way to slip. I ain't mad.
And also, man, shout out to you doing that the new Detroit track.
Detroit birthday, and you did it.
They don't know about that shit. Like, you gotta be from Detroit to know about the new dance show. Cause I'm like, dog, me and my sisters will be up watching that shit. That's crazy because, like, starting from Sign of the City to Popular Demand and then Tronic, I started to hear some of them influences on that album. I was like, oh shit, he doing some of that Detroit old school shit that we used to growing up hearing. So I was like, oh, I gotta ask you too. Look, I got like a million questions.
We had Sky Zoo on the show and it was the same way. So I'm just
chilling. I'm just
I'm just part of the audience. But tonight I'm just the audience.
I want to ask you about Brown Shoe. You mentioned it on Long Story Short on Tronic. What was that group? Who consists of that group?
Oh damn.
Yeah.
You turn it into Narwhal in this bitch.
Yeah, man. You know I'm gonna ask you that.
That was like the first group I was in. It was like me, one of my cousins, well, both of my cousins, you know what I'm saying? We had a little
name rap tag? Group,
man. Yeah, Tag.
Shout out to Name Tag.
Yeah, shout out Tag, man.
My
other cousin, Ock, man. So, Ock was like the cat that got me connected with Slum Village and all them cats.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it was just, you know, back in the day in the basement, making shit, you know what I'm saying, with your fam. And that was like old shit. And Slum actually heard one of our records because my cousin, Ock, here went on tour with him. So, one thing led to another. When they got back to the crib, they was like, yo, tell my boy to come up, play some beats, blah blah blah. This is the time, around time Dylan left the group or whatever. Went up there, played some tracks, they picked a couple of them, and you know, I was like the in-house producer for a minute. And that was like from 03 to 05.
They did the self-titled Slum Village.
Yeah.
How was it working with Elzai? Because like Elzai, that's like, that dude is fucking crazy. Yeah. He is fucking crazy.
Exactly, man, like Elzai the type of nigga.
And you produced his whole album, The Preference, so I was just
Elzai, he a mad scientist, dog. Like, that nigga be like, yo, hell, we gotta get this done, write this verse. But this is how he was. He probably still like this today, too. Yo, man, I need to go in the car, smoke, drive around, blah, blah, blah. Like, it takes him forever to write, man. But, you know, that's probably why his verses are so fucking next level, you know what I'm saying? But he'd go in the booth. Elzai, don't get mad, because I'm telling Kevin. Elzai, go in the booth, kill it. And then, you know, we'd get so used to just L-Dot spitting, like how he spit, just, you know, off the top like that. We'd just be like, all right, yeah, that's dope. Man, y'all show that stuff?
Nigga, that shit is crazy. Do you hear it?
Y'all ain't getting hype enough. Like, he'll be just like that, like, just like I say, you have to be hype every bar for L's. Like, I'm like, dog, we just so used to you spitting this craziness, we can't get hype for every fucking verse, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's L's out, man. He crazy with it, man.
How was it having, like, Dilla spit over your beats over Reunion?
I was already, like, super fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. You the only reason I'm doing this beat shit, you know what I'm saying? It's because of you. So meeting him, it was kind of crazy, and you know, he was cool, laid back, chill. And after we did the actual record reunion, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like I say, it was crazy just to hear him spit on one of my beats and be like, and acknowledge that, yo, keep doing what you're doing, you know, stay on that path.
Yeah.
You got something, you know, he heard something that was dope, or I had potential to even grow, you know, from that time all the way up to now. So, you know, that was the only cosign I needed. I ever need, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that was it.
And I got a chance, man. Like, you know, it was crazy, man. Like, really being able to get a chance to work with him before he passed, and so unexpectedly, so quick like that. And, you know, even with Donuts, man, like, hearing him just scratch my vocals throughout the Let's Goes and shit like that. Like, yo, man, that shit.
Like, I always felt like after he passed away, like, producers like yourself, Apollo Brown, like, always did a great job of keeping that Detroit sound, after Dilla passed away. Yeah. I'm like, when I first heard you, I'm like, yeah, Dilla about to pass the torch to him. Yeah. Like, it was like...
And I never really looked at it like that, like, passing the torch of... Because, man, cats get crazy with it. Like, even though he's, like, a huge influence, and you can hear some of his influence in my music, it's like, dog, you know, I'm still trying to do my own thing, make my own lane. Like, I don't want to, you know, live under that, you know, thing for that long. But it's an honor, man, just to be compared to a cat on that level, you know, of production, man. For people to hear something and feel something that's similar to what he was doing.
How did, like, B.R. Gunner...
Yeah, B is funny, man.
Go ahead.
Like I said, I first heard you as producer, like, solo wise, was on Detroit Dele, but I didn't know you was a part of B.R. Gunner. So I'm like, I've been listening to his ass for years, man. I'm sorry, y'all go ahead.
You got it, go ahead. You better as well get it in now while you can.
I ain't got nothing, man.
Go ahead.
Look, this is BZ 430 show.
I think for me, much like B, man, I came across you definitely from the production standpoint, you know. And my favorite album by you today is Album of the Year. I love that album, man.
That's
the crazy skit on that shit. Yeah, you know, it's Album of the Minute. You know, 300. Yeah, it was like, man, January, February, March, with it all month. Man, I hope I get a passport and go overseas to boot it. Man, I'll crack up at that shit every time I hear it, man. My favorite joint on there is Round of Applause, man, because the drummer.
Man, he got
busy, man. And when I was in high school, I played the drums, you know, for a little bit. So that's why when I listen to that song, man, it kind of take me back to the different rhythms and stuff.
I listened to that album, like, I love where I was trying to go with it, but I felt like, man, I wish I knew then what I know now about certain things about production, because I could have made it sound much. And I actually consider about going back and just, like, kind of retweaking that album and putting out a whole different, like, mix, because sonically I wanted it to sound a certain way. But yeah, man, that album was, like, real experimental. And like I said, like you say, I had my man Daru, he was the drummer that was playing on most of all them joints. And yeah, man, we just in there trying to create something different, you know what I'm saying, with the production, you know what I'm saying, without having it sound too watered down, because a lot of cats, when they do the live instrumentation with the hip hop shit, it could go good or it could go real bad, you know what I'm saying, from the live shows or to the studio recording. So I don't know, man, you know, we just got in there, and I feel, you know, good when I hear certain people say, yo, Album of the Year was one of their favorites, because people usually pick, like, Popular Demand or Tronic, but, like, okay, it made me feel like I did something. I was on something when I did that album, man. I got to go back to that sound or that style, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man.
Okay, so with the new one coming out October 28th, what type of sound can we expect from that one? Because the two singles so far have different sounds.
Like this album, you know, especially since it's coming off so close to No Poison that just came out at the end of last year, like, it's kind of a continuation of No Poison a little bit, but I don't think it's not as dark, you know what I'm saying? It's not as dark as the last album. Like, I wanted to do something. That was the thing with Popular Demand, Trionic Album of the Year. Like, all of those are, you know, good albums. People have their favorites and whatnot, but I felt like I never really got super personal or like just showed a certain side of myself as an artist, you know what I'm saying? So No Poison was, you know, I was like, man, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older and I want to talk about certain shit. I'm just tired of rapping about rap, so it's like, if I don't have a certain concept or topic, I'm not gonna rap at all. So I feel like, you know, No Poison was kind of the start of that, like, you know, let me think of some concept, let me kind of tap into certain things that I went through, you know, as a youngin, certain things that I seen, and that's why the album kind of feel like that, you know, it feel like you in the neighborhood. And this album, so this album is kind of like a continuation where it's not as much as a concept album, but it still has like certain stories, certain topics, you know what I'm saying? But it's, I don't think it's as dark.
It's funny you say that, because we often talk about growing up in hip hop and artists kind of growing and maturing in hip hop, and you know, hearing you talk now, that's what it sounds like you're doing. Like you say, you know, all this rap stuff, let me do something different, do something a little bit more personal. And you know, we kind of sometimes criticize certain artists for not growing or taking chances.
Yo, I see y'all, man.
You don't gotta tell me.
I know,
bumping the whip.
I know what you want to hear, man. This next album, that's kind of why I put out two albums back to back too. Cause I was like, man, I'm gonna put out like two joints. Boom, No Poison. Another one the following year. And I think like for the next couple years, I'm gonna focus just only on production and producing for other cats, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so me, like, even with side projects, like, me, Sean P, and Guilty, we plan on doing another Random Max joint. Yeah. So, and I got some production with some other cats.
You know? So it's like, underground cats, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that doesn't really have a buzz or whatever, like, how do they get to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they wanted to work with you, how would you find, like, how would you get to them? And just getting like local, underground, or not even local, just, you know, Atlanta, wherever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And how did you find your artist that's in Texas as well?
Like, a lot of cats do, like, hit me up through the Twitter or through the Facebook, and that's the main way to reach me, because I'm on them joints. Like, I'm not heavy on it, but I see cats, you know what I'm saying, when they hit me up or whatever, and I check it out, you know, when cats send me their SoundClouds or whatever. If it's dope, you know, I rock with them, you know what I'm saying, and let them know, like, yo, we can work. So it's that simple, you know. I don't feel like I'm that hard to get in contact with. I'm not that hard to find, you know what I'm saying?
Because I know, like, a lot of producers, especially, you know, artists, the producers of your level, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it can be a little elusive. And I know we get flooded. And we not Black Milk.
Nah. I'm kind of at that point where, like I said, especially with starting the Computer Ugly and all that shit, like, I'm kind of at that point where I want to find some, you know, dope up-and-coming producers and MCs, you know what I'm saying? So if I find the right cat, I would definitely, like, rock with him. You know, it's certain things I'm looking for. I'm not gonna say what I'm looking for. Right. I don't want cats to try to, you know what I'm saying? But there's certain things I'm looking for, because, like, I'm a fan of like what niggas is doing. As like, I feel like hip hop is better than where it was like in the early 2000s. I definitely do, man. Especially like with the younger cats. You know, so it's certain things I'm listening for when a cat comes to me. And I think the biggest thing is originality.
Is anybody new from like Detroit that you wouldn't mind working with?
Like, any Detroit, like somebody that people don't know? Because I rock with like the Clear Forces cats, man. I rock with like you said a minute ago, Quelle, my man Denmark, all cats is like up and coming from Detroit. Like, and that's another thing, I feel like Detroit sound is evolving to where it's getting to a point like everybody like to slap the, you know, Dilla tag, like everybody, you know, Dilla sound is, but I think it's getting away from that, where it's turning into something else I can't even really explain, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, cats like Quelle, Denmark, Clear Soul, you know what I'm saying? Who else? Even Danny
Brown.
Like, man, they got something.
Yeah, you came with him.
Yeah. They got something that really was never there in the Detroit sound like 5-6 years ago, you know, in the early 2000s.
Your style just evolved like so crazy, man.
I appreciate it.
Most producers that I'm a fan of, even though I'm a huge fan of him, but I'll be like, okay, yeah, he's good with this type of sound. But when I hear Black Milk, I'll be like, damn, he did this shit? When I heard that in the new Detroit show, I was like, this motherfucker.
Man, I appreciate that, because, man, it's like I say, sometimes, even with myself, I try to, like, tune out what cats is saying about what they want to hear from me, or yo, don't do that, or don't go too far left. Or, so I try to tune it out, because some, as an artist, no, it, that shit does affect you to a certain point, no matter how, like, you know, creative you are, no matter how much you try to tune it all out, it's going to affect you one way or the other, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, when cats appreciate the stuff that I do, that's, like I say, it's a little different than what they probably normally know me for. Like, man, you know, it makes me want to just keep on chipping away at, like, you know, trying to find that sound that, you know, that nobody's heard yet. I know a lot of cats hit me up like, man, the main thing I see a lot, stay on the soul. Don't get away from the soul samples, stay on the soul. But it's like, man, you know, I love the soul shit. It's more music than that. Like,
it's funny because the same cats that probably tell you stay on the soul, probably, if you ask them their favorite album, they'd probably say Tronic.
You know, we reviewed your album and everything. So how does it? Like, what's the feeling of, like, going in and watching somebody critique your stuff? Like,
you know, it's interesting, man, because, like, it's just interesting, man, because, like, I never, like I said, at this point, like, a cat could be like, man, I thought that shit was whack as hell. Uh-huh. But, like, I'm the kind of artist that I never put out anything unless I, like, believe in it 100%. Right. So I create something to the point where if nobody like it but me, I'm cool. Satisfied. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with it. So that's the kind of, like, I never do something where I feel like, okay, people gonna like this, so let me do this. It's like, it's, I ain't gonna say it's all about me. You know what I'm saying? I do try to cater to, like, my audience, you know, and give them something I know they gonna like. But for the most part, it's like, yo, I'm doing some shit that's coming straight from the heart. So,
You're the artist.
I'm the artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm the artist. So whether they hate it or love it, you like this project, dope. You don't like this project, cool. Maybe I'll get you on the next one. You know, right. Keep creating. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be. But yeah, but like you said, yeah, watching, like, because that's kind of a new thing, even with, like, Yard and Needle Drop. You know what I'm saying? It was weird because the Needle Drop, he hated Album of the Year. But he really fucked with this No Poison shit, you know what I'm saying? So, and y'all was like, it seemed like y'all was a little in between, but it was cool. Cause I was like, man, you know, I just was like, all right, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, that's cool. Like I appreciate Cat's honest opinion, man, cause that's one thing you don't wanna have, like, especially with the fans, you still wanna listen to the people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You still wanna, you know, I'm not one of those holier than thou type artists, even though I do what I wanna do, you know, or not what I wanna do, but I do what I do and how I feel. But you still wanna listen to the people. You don't wanna be so far gone where you just like, nah, everything I do is dope. Yeah. Fuck with y'all today. Like, nah, man, I ain't one of those kind of cats. So certain cats like y'all, like the Needle Drop, I respect. I know cats is gonna come from an honest place. So I'm gonna be like, all right, let me see what these cats do. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Dope, man. I think it's needed. You know what I'm saying? So cats really know, like, yo, we have a certain, you know, like I say, niggas get caught up with the yes man and the crew, so it's cool that, like I say, cats from a, you know, not a biased standpoint, just let niggas know how they feel.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it originated from, you know, we're fans. Like, fans of the music. We buy the music. We buy your music and everybody else that we rock with.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it originated from an honest place. When we started out, that was it. Like, we didn't know anybody in the industry. It was just like, no politics, no BS. This is like, it's just us. You know what I'm saying? And cooler people, you know, mess with it. And, you know, it's like, we were surprised that people really started, like, really rocking with what we were doing, man. And we just started to get feedback and shit from, like, the Alchemists and all kind of people, man, that just came out of nowhere. And we didn't think, like, guys like you would even watch it like that.
So they become fans. You know what I'm saying? And like the crazy part, at least for me, you know, because just doing this, like, I'm amongst friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've known these guys for years now, almost a decade now.
Right.
And like the other day, I picked up my girl from the train station. It was a white dude bumping in the whip hard as hell, like this, right? And I pull up and I'm looking at him, and he turns his music down. He looks at me. He's like, oh shit, that ain't him. And I'm like, yo, my girl looking at me like, what the hell is going on? And it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to get, you know, just fans, and then get the artists that we're critiquing and stuff like that, that y'all appreciate us. That's dope, man.
And now y'all at a point where, even though y'all do what y'all do, y'all ain't gonna change, but y'all putting yourself out there in a way where, like, casting, you're like, man, no, them niggas on it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like kind of the same difference, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think it's dope. I think it's needed, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, everybody has their own, like, kind of perspective and characteristics and the way they hear shit. So it's like, it's perfect, man. That shit's perfect. I feel like, too, like, certain cats, man, what y'all doing, like, it's scary for certain niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain niggas might be scared to like, yo, I don't want to be in that position, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel that, them feelings or be that, you know, exposed or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like,
damn, that's crazy.
I'm the type of cat, like I said, man, everything I do is from the heart, so, you know, whether a cat have, you know, everybody gonna have their own opinion, and then one thing I learned early on is like, you can never please everybody, you know what I'm saying? That's the main thing, and I feel like, that's what I always kind of try to tell artists, like, yo, just make sure everybody's path gonna be different, so I can't really give you a blueprint of what to do and what not to do, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just gotta kind of, you know, take this path, and stuff gonna come to you, I come to you, but the one thing I can honestly say is like, try to do as much as you can, make sure it's from the heart, you know, make sure that it's from an honest place, because you don't want to do something and then, you know, regret, you know what I'm saying, you went in that direction and, you know, you just don't know how the outcome is going to be, like, right. You know, you want to believe in what you're doing, so, you know, I don't mind, like, you know, having conversations or you know, hearing what people, their critiques or whatever, what I do, like, everything I do comes from my honest place, yeah.
What's the timeline on that Random Ass look like?
Realistically, I'm gonna be working on that shit, probably starting the end of the year. So it's probably gonna be middle, third or fourth quarter next year. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna drop this, I'm gonna drop my joint. I know P got some stuff. Man, Sean P got some shit. Man, shitty, man, Sean P been playing me some shit over. Oh, Random X is on the album. That's who the niggas I was forgetting. Like, damn, they on my new album too. So yeah, Random Bun. I was like, damn, I know it's somebody else. But yeah. P got some shit, man. This shit Guilty did on the album, on my album. Man,
Guilty.
I was kind of mad, dog. Goddamn, man, you just fucking Kendrick Lamar controlled verse. Guilty with the fuck in him. Like, I can't. Like the Random Act shit. Like, I like the joint. I like how it came out for the album. So hopefully, you know, everybody, you know, hear that joint and kind of get prepared to. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So probably third, fourth quarter next year.
I just wanna say I appreciate you.
Oh, man. Come on, man. I appreciate y'all. Once again, appreciate all y'all cats, man.
That's crazy.
Show.